Welcome. You are listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. Thank you for taking a money moment out of your day to listen and learn as we share tips to help navigate everyday financial life. Your host today is Dr. Jennifer Hunter, an Associate Extension Professor for Family Finance and Resource Management at the University of Kentucky.
Hello, and welcome to podcast episode number 9, where we are finishing up talking about summer boredom busters on a budget. So during episode number 8, we were discussing how school has only been out for a few weeks, but the kiddos are already talking about being bored. Summer activities can be very costly, so it seemed like a great time to share some tips on how to beat summer boredom and save a few dollars. Today, let's start by building a fort. This is an inexpensive activity that is loads of fun and can be entertaining for hours on end. Grab some sheets, blankets, pillows, chairs, or other similar items and have a fort in the making. No need to purchase additional items. You can also do this with different themes. Make a medieval castle, a cabin in the mountains, an underwater world, or a cave in the jungle. This is absolutely one of my daughter's favorite activities. She can literally spend hours building and playing inside her forts. It does make the living room a little bit messy, but the hours of enjoyment that she receives from it certainly makes the cleanup worthwhile. Host a cooking show. Grab those cookie cutters and some old pots and pans. Use either some store-bought or homemade Play-Doh. Let your kids go to town and have their own pretend cooking show. To make your own Play-Doh, you may already have the ingredients like salt, flour, and water. This is great if your kids like to watch many of the popular children's or youth cooking shows or baking shows that are on television. You could even watch a few episodes and then let them try to replicate their own with Play-Doh. Kids bouncing off the walls. Turn that energy and enthusiasm into a fun and safe game. Take all the cushions and pillows in the house and make an obstacle course or hopscotch board in the house. The kids can jump from one to the other. Not only is this a fun game, but it will help your kids burn off some of that extra energy. Have a weekly movie night. There are other ways besides finding cheap ticket prices that can help you save money. Plan on eating or drinking something before you go to the movie. This will help prevent spending money on expensive movie popcorn, candy, and drinks. You might also check with your local Parks and Rec to see if they offer free family movies at a local park. Also, as a military family, check with your local military installation to see if they offer summer family movie activities. Have you looked into a pool membership and think that it's too expensive for your family budget? Turn your backyard into an inexpensive water world. As long as your city does not have water restrictions in place, let your kids run through the sprinkler when you're watering your lawn. The garden hose and a lawn sprinkler can turn any backyard into a kid's own water park. Host the next Olympics, or at least a cheap version of them anyway. Have your kids come up with races that will take place, such as a sack or egg race. You can choose to have them try to set new records, such as the longest amount of time jumping rope or hula hooping. Try to use items in the house instead of purchasing new items. Go on a picnic. Has your family been bugging you to go out and eat? Going on a picnic fixes this problem while protecting you from the expensive bill at the end. Have the family pick a fun location to go to and grab some blankets and frisbees. Get the local newspaper. Local newspapers will have information about local events, like free or inexpensive entertainment around you. Use them to find free or no-cost parks, museums, film showings, sporting events, and many other places that you could take your family to enjoy the summertime. Give up those premium TV channels. Warm weather is a great excuse to get outside when you do not need all those cable channels. Try to get rid of a few of the extra channels or even your cable altogether. Pick one night a week to do the movie night where you rent a film, and it will make that event even more special. Start a book club. Get some of your friends' families involved or some families in the neighborhood. Get together and start a book exchange. Borrowing books instead of purchasing them can save you a lot of money and will help keep your kids reading over the break from school. Start your own garden. Fruits and vegetables love the warm weather, and having your garden can help save you a lot of money on fresh produce. How convenient would it be to just walk into your backyard and pick your fresh vegetables? Another great activity if you do not have the space or are able to grow your own garden is to take the kiddos on a trip to your local farmer's market. This is a great way for our kids to see where their food comes from, meet local farmers, and pick out some fresh produce. There are lots of fun activities to do during the summer. A great thing to get your kids involved is let them do some planning to beat summer boredom. Have them create a list of activities that they would like to do or accomplish this summer. Help them search on the internet for the cost of those activities or the items that they might involve, and let them develop a plan for which activities they would prioritize as the most important and how they might go about finding special discounts or deals to make the activities more affordable. The summer is a great time to experience with our children, and hopefully the tips shared will help you beat the summer boredom that is sure to set in, at least at some point this summer. We hope you'll listen back on our next podcast episode, where we are going to discuss financial needs versus financial wants.
Striving to help military families balance both life and their checkbook. Thank you for listening to the eXtension Military Families Learning Network's Personal Finance Podcast. If you enjoyed today's podcast, have a question or show topic idea, leave a like and comment on Facebook at MFLN Personal Finance. You can learn more about the eXtension Military Families Learning Network at militaryfamilies.extension.org.